This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. On your Monday, hello, troops.
Oh, good afternoon. Joy says good afternoon, Tim. Good afternoon, Dean Murphy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. That was a lovely song, wasn't it?
Yeah, good song. Not a bad way to kick off. Alicia Dixon, that one. The boy does nothing. And many boys in our life have done nothing.
Mm. Correct. It was reminding me of someone I used to know. How are we going?
Yeah, good. We've got so much to talk about on the show this afternoon because there's been a million events that we've all been to, done, seen.
A million gazillion.
Lots to talk about. Lots of interviews. We're interviewing a very funny comedian named Yvonne. And I can't pronounce his last name.
We'll give it a crack, but we did mess it up before. We'll see how we go. Restuguieta?
That's good. That's pretty good.
I think you've done it.
Yep. Anyway, I think so. We will wait to stand corrected.
Talking to him soon. And also, we've got the cast of Muriel's Wedding coming
up. Muriel's
in.
Wedding. Oh, Muriel.
I'm excited. Which
is we great. Have indeed. I can't wait for that. That's going to be amazing. The stage production that is hitting Melbourne in March of this year. How so exciting.
I have seen it. I'm just going to say that. I've seen it. It's brilliant.
Brilliant. You've been waxing on about this for a while.
I think we should talk about it a little bit later on because I've got my thoughts and opinions on Muriel's wedding.
Oh, stop press. Dean Murphy's got thoughts and opinions on something.
Anyway, plenty to talk about this afternoon
plenty
on the show.
To talk
Have we got
about.
Any prizes to give away?
I've got nothing.
No.
Anyway, good show.
Great show. Do you know what? Participation. It's not just about winning prizes. It's about listening and having fun. And if you're out there listening to us, send us a message, 0427 Joy949, on air at joy.org.au.
4 past 5, I think it's one of the last days of summer, to be quite honest. I'm really, it's gone pear-shaped all next week.
Who are you, Mark Larkin?
19 degrees and then 21 and whatever. Summer's gone, people. Enjoy this afternoon. 27 could be the last one.
No, this is the false end. It'll come back and you'll have a late 30s, high 40s for a day or two and then that's done.
Yeah, right,
this is nothing new.
No.
This happens all the time.
We've seen it
Nor
before.
Is this show.
No.
We've heard
Correct.
It before.
We've heard it all before.
You're on Joy 94.9. Now, is it too early in our show to talk about what we did on Saturday night?
I don't know. You're running this thing, is it?
Tim, what do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, it's far too early.
All right. So all those ones who are listening to the show at this point in time, you're going to have to listen a little bit later, maybe after 5 o'clock.
Mm.
We've got lots of reviews coming up.
We have.
Oh, we've got more reviews than you could poke a stick at right now. It's like, do we not usually go and do anything? Because now I'm feeling like feeling like between the three of us, we have so many things that we just went to and did in the last week that it's going to be incredibly difficult.
I think you'd be hard pressed to find three more social butterflies in Melbourne than us three over the last week and a bit.
Over the last week, yeah. I know, and generally
Tim,
the case.
Just before we went on air, you were relaying a story to us about what happened to you and your broken shoulder.
Yes, could you please just explain?
Did you?
Cheeky sod, son.
Yeah, I just want to hear it again. I don't want other people to hear it.
Right. So, I went and saw a show on Friday night. I went and saw the Work the World Tour, which is RuPaul's Drag Queens who are in town.
Amazing.
On Friday night, which was great show. Awesome show. That's the review done.
And what?
That's right. And I certainly dabbled in the vino. But I woke up on Saturday morning.
Pool of your own blood.
I did. So I woke up and I sleep on my right shoulder.
Mm.
And I rolled over onto my back and my partner was there. He was awake and morning. And he was like, woo.
Which, after 15 years, is not what
I was hoping for. No. I said, what? He's like, well, your nose. There's blood on your nose. And I couldn't see it. And so I looked back at my pillow and there was literally a pool about 3 centimetres.
Did you have a blood nose?
Well, it was across the bridge of my nose.
Oh, it's on the top.
Is that the bridge?
Yeah, the top.
Right, a line of blood right across the bridge of my nose. I don't know. I don't recall any. I have no idea. Anyway, so I got out of bed. I'm like, oh, God, my shoulder is really sore.
Did you get bashed by a drag queen?
Well, to be honest, I actually don't know. Here's what I suspect.
Oh, so you're now you're making it up.
Exactly.
No, you exactly know.
This is what I suspect. You can see, if you look really closely, you can see on my nose, on this side, there is a small, tiny scab.
Oh, that looks like
a cat.
A cat claw's gone in, right? I was sleeping on my shoulder, so the blood's dripped across my nose onto the pillow. But I reckon that in the middle of the night, once the claw's gone in, I've done a big whoop-de-woo with my left arm and thrown my shoulder out.
These are seriously a story that happens in your 40s, though, isn't it?
It is.
So do you think that you'd ever dislocate your own shoulder by pushing off a tiny cat in your 30s?
I know.
No, I didn't think that.
Crazy.
No one should ever dislocate their shoulder, push off a pussy in the middle of the night. Now, Anna Murphy, I want to make mention.
Somewhere in me knew when I was speaking that there was something I was about to say that was opening a world of pain for everyone listening at home. Thank you, Damon.
Well, here's something for you, Anna Murphy, because we know that last year you had a little, you had a breakup, you ended a relationship.
Why are we going here again?
Oh, is it too soon? Should we go?
No.
Do you want to go to a song?
I'm happy to go to a song. I thought we were leaving 2018.
No, well, while we were talking about animals, I thought I'd bring up about your ex-boyfriend.
Oh, we could do that later.
Can we do that later?
Can we? Somebody had an early night last night for a change, and it seems like sleep is not your friend.
Well, let's talk about you and your ex-friends.
Oh, okay, cool.
Ex-boyfriends.
Bring it. Hit me with it.
Well, you know how you had that sort of, you had the relationship breakup.
Yeah.
And then there was the recovery period, the time to process it and get over it, you know, went for quite a while.
I feel like this is not going to go well, yes.
Well, you know, and it was a long, lengthy process and, you know, lots of drinks and stuff to try and get over it. And very expensive exercise by the time you go, you know, 10 months down the track to trying to remove them from your life.
Wow. Thanks for airing my dirty laundry.
I could have.
What's been your excuse lately, old boozy Susie?
I could have flown you to Texas.
Oh, why?
And done a little cheaper because apparently, and this is good for Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. Well. And that's when?
Well, because, you know, on Valentine's Day, people either, you know, want to date other people or they actually want to remove the ex from their life.
Right. You know? Okay. So I was wondering where you're going with
that. In a zoo in Texas, they're offering you a chance to move on from your ex by naming a cockroach after them.
Oh, fabulous.
And then they feed the cockroach to a meerkat.
A meerkat.
Or a meerkat, which is the same thing, just different pronunciations depending on what school you
went
to.
The meerkat becomes
meerkat.
The merkin.
Meerkat.
Hair from the meerkat is a merkin hair.
Watch that. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for
ruining
the whole story.
I think you ruined the story.
Did I?
If everyone's got their own.
I think that's a bloody good idea and goodbye.
How many can you buy?
How many have you had?
Of what? Stupid exes?
Exes, yeah.
Enough to feed a meerkat.
Actually, imagine if you had to do this per date, disaster date that you've had. You would be swamped.
Very
in a room.
Fat meerkats now. you're talking about one gluttonous meerkat. It's like the wild boar of meerkats is rolling around eating cockroach after cockroach, going, "Oh my God, make her stop. I can't. There's another one.
I love some of these stories that we find for our show because Universal Orlando.
Oh, the Universal Studios in Orlando.
Yeah. Yes, Universal Studios in Orlando has a new character.
Oh.
In one of the theme parks with a very particular set of skills.
No, I saw it today and I love it.
I love it.
Guy Diamond is his name. A troll from the Trolls animated movie.
Can I just pause you?
Stop.
Have either of you actually seen the Trolls movie?
No.
No, I haven't. I've seen a
because
troll
we're
cut.
Adults and we don't have children.
What's your excuse?
You love cartoons. I think I need to say it. What is it?
It is brilliant.
Is it?
It is absolutely brilliant. It is such one of the greatest kids' movies that I've seen in a few years. So, and
is
this
it in
character,
your top five? Top three?
Six, or seven.
It's just outside the top five.
Great.
Okay, great.
I watch a lot.
I know you do.
A lot. But I just wanted to pause and say, look, you should see, because this guy, he features in it and it's well worth it.
Yeah, great. Well, he's a troll from the animated movie.
Right.
It has a very well-defined bare bottom that not only farts at guests but fires off glitter when it does.
Oh, heaven!
Don't you love it?
Although that's not good for the dolphins.
I love that. Being here at Joy, don't you think here at Joy we just need to, you know, all our door staff, you know, volunteers should just fart glitter at people when they walk in.
Didn't didn't you say that about Pride last week, that a whole seat full of lesbians got up and there was just glitter all over it and you were wondering whether they'd farted glitter?
Maybe, I didn't say that at all. And if I did, I'm taking it back right now. Oh my God.
Dean Murphy, your man.
Anyway, and you need to probably go to Universal. Can we get out of this? Let's get him a song. Song quick. And one of my favourite parts of our show, because it's entertaining, it's lovely, we have a lovely chat, it's informative, which is much unlike the rest of our show.
Totally different to what we do.
Gabby from the Glow Show's in.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Being alive. I'm here. Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm good. I haven't seen you in ages.
I know. It's been a while. Have you been working the beat?
I have been working the beat.
How's that been going?
They make me work. What's going on?
I know, horrible.
Bloody Victorian Police Force.
Well, I was at Pride March the other weekend.
Oh, yeah. How was that? Did you march or yes. were you marching?
It was so hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
I had my ballistic vest, so my bulletproof vest on, and sweating.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you're good. You went out in all that, and I stayed at home in the air conditioning.
And went, I'm not moving. We had about 125 police marching.
Well, so that's great.
They braved the heat. No, I think the previous year we had 130, but a few of them fainted because it was a bit hotter the previous year, which is hard to believe given how hot it was on the previous Sunday. Yeah.
Look, I wish I had have seen you, but I wasn't aware the times had changed, so I got down there at about 2.
Did you?
They really do need to run it really early in the morning.
They do.
Because if you're going to do it at this time of the year, we're running the risk of it being the hottest day on record, which I think it was.
You hate the heat, so let's snuff out everyone else.
Yeah, I'm like, do it at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I hate
this thing
heat.
Over
it's
and
6
done.
6 a.m., please.
Yeah, 6 a.m.,
let's go.
All right, okay.
Anyway, for the people organising Pride next year, that's my 2 cents.
It was smart that they moved it from 2 to 11. So, I mean, that was a good step.
Oh, yeah, but it had most of the people known. I didn't know that.
Most people
moved.
Did know.
I'm not sure, Dean Murphy, that you speak
for
the masses.
There should, we said there should didn't. Be a like a Batman sort of thing in the sky, like a gay sort of
information. No, I said in the shape of Dolly Diamond.
That's it. just beamed
just,
up in the
just
sky.
Just pointing at a wristwatch going, you're late.
You're late.
You're late.
Speaking of that, you were just talking about Orlando. And yes. My best friend lives in Orlando.
Does she shoot glitter out of her bum?
Not recently, but I'm seeing her in a few months, I'll ask.
Did you see anyone shooting glitter out of their bum at Pride?
Would you arrest people who were shooting glitter out of their bum?
Well, is it offensive? Is it making people feel scared? I don't know.
We're going to get that guy in 7-Eleven who's at the counter because he's shooting someone with his confetti bum.
I'm not sure that's an offence.
It's not a glitter bum, it's a confetti bum. So you've changed it up. It's not even just glitter anymore. It's a whole cannon.
Now, you and I went to something quite special on Saturday night.
Correct, we did.
We went and saw the fabulous Jess Glynn.
Jess Glynn.
And
for all of you, redheaded beauty.
Because a lot of my friends go, who? Like it's
my friends were saying the same.
Yeah, but if you know her, we play a lot of her on the show, and so we went and saw her, and it was interesting.
She's actually the most successful British recording artist.
Yeah.
She's had more number ones than any other female British
solo. Yeah.
So she's very successful.
Very successful.
For people not to know who she is.
Do you want to talk about
clearly
the
they're not listening to mainstream?
Would you like to talk about the warm-up act first?
Okay, I would love to.
Little fella from when I saw rap artists, I was thinking, oh, they've got some dude from overseas who, you know, has lived in the Bronx or maybe whatever. No, but he's from East Melbourne. Probably East Bentley.
We can't guarantee that. But
maybe
listen, for those of you at home listening to this, I'd like
Dylan
to preface,
Joel was his name.
I would like to preface this section by saying that Dean and I are very aware now that we're probably too old to understand what the hell went on. But can I just say, rapping and very expensive looking pressed
diesel
navy blue overalls, diesel type overalls that are folded down very trendily and a very crisp white t-shirt not speak to me
with hair,
in terms of rapping.
Hair that looked like it had been like literally so much hair and it had all been hairspray, so nothing moved.
So immaculate.
Yeah.
And then he was rapping.
Yeah, rapid.
And I just didn't understand. And so Dan and I decided that maybe he came from Brighton.
He came from
and
East
went
Brighton.
To Wesley.
He went to Wesley
what
College.
What was his name?
Dylan Joel, actually.
Dylan Joel. Yeah.
Lovely voice. Mm. I just didn't understand.
No, there was no soul in his rapping, was there?
Incongruent, if yeah. that's the word.
Did it well, rhyme? When,
no, I didn't really understand
it,
yeah, that either.
It was kind of, it was almost like it was sort of trying to be Ed Sheeran,
I think,
but not as good.
Kind of guaranteed that we won't be interviewing Dylan Joel. I think it was fabulous. I just thought the outfit seemed at visual. Odds with what was going on. Mm-hmm. With,
anyway, so that was the before. Mm-hmm. And then wow. Jess Glynn came on.
And then Jess Glynn came on.
And she's, look, I would say she's in my top 10, or top 5 female voices around the world, but does not make you an entertainer.
God. Oh, I feel awkward now. What did I say to you before the show? What did I say to you before the show? And every show, actually, for 7 years. If you can't say something nice, you just shut your face. She was very good.
She's her voice of an angel. She's beautiful. She's got some ripper tracks. She does not make her an entertainer at a live concert. And you know that when you and I whipped off to the bar after about 5 songs.
Never came back?
We might have left early. I just feel like I need to clarify something to those of you listening out there. And we were very grateful to be able to go to the concert. It was fabulous. I found the venue didn't suit what was going on.
Well,
for
your senior citizen, it's not good because you've got to stand
anyone,
the whole time.
I don't think so.
Did you see many there?
Everybody was standing unless you had bought VIP tickets. We were at the Forum. It's a great venue.
We did try and hijack a booth.
We did try and get a booth, but we weren't successful. That's fine. But everyone's just standing for a very long time. We went through the Dylan Joel greatness that was.
Yep.
And we're all just standing.
So we were tired by the time
you're tired. He like she came on like...
She was late.
And like it's the kind of music that you'd need to sit and enjoy. Like if there was seating in there...
Ballads. You could have been home on your couch.
You could have sat with your drink and just enjoyed the beautiful sounds. Or... A day on the green.
Yeah, like a blanket. And
fabulous. A cheese board.
Or home on your couch with her CD playing would have been a good idea.
Exactly. I was talking about the live version.
You're shocking.
Did you? I was trying to dig out of that hole.
I think you were doing
a great
job.
Excavator to his demolition.
She's got great hair, though, hasn't she? Over there. Is crimping back? Can we go to another Jess Glynn song?
There is no helping you.
No.
You know when you just go, I can't help you, buddy.
No.
I can't help you. You can't. You just keep making
it. I'll say it again. She's got the voice of an angel, and here she is, another Jess Glynn track. I'm terribly sorry. I've just read a message from one of our listeners. Hey, Murphy's, hilarious as usual, but not a big fan of the Jess Glynn.
Oh, dear.
I hate her wobbling voice.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
I'll hang on. Oh, there's more to that. We can't read out that. Thank you, Paul.
That was interesting for the listeners at home.
Voice of an angel.
Voice of an angel.
Now,
I do love her.
Can I just bring up the fact that I don't watch that stupid piece of crap.
What's going on?
Married at First Sight.
Oh, bow, bow.
But a lot of people.
I'm off it too.
A lot of people do. And apparently on last night's episode, there was the C word was dropped a number of times.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, do the producers just go out and find the biggest low-life bogans they could possibly ever find and marry them up?
Have you seen the show ever?
That's why I don't watch it. I'm asking you guys. Is it really one of those...
See, like, I'm quite at home with bogans and have previously seasons have entertained me no end at how bogan they can be.
Mm-hmm.
This one has just... it's too much. I've gone... It's too much for me even. And if I'm saying that... Then your mother and father sitting in Narre Warren watching it with their kids would have been mortified. I'm telling you right now.
In Narre Warren?
Oh, well, could have been anywhere.
Mortified
Frankston.
In Narre Warren?
Warren.
Maybe could have been, I don't know, whatever. They're not going to be, you're not going to be mortified in Paran, are you?
No.
Those words get dropped a lot. Not on this show. But I do have to say one thing. I think he copped a lot for the language.
Yep.
I get that. It's probably not an appropriate forum to drop.
Yeah, but she was a cactus.
Said word. But, you know, if you're calling a spade, that woman would have to have been the most hideous being I've ever witnessed on television or, in fact, anywhere, if she's going to act like that...
You're going to call her a cactus.
Well, God, I so got really nervous then that you actually weren't.
Now, we've had a message here from someone else, Anna Murphy, really enjoying the show and have not stopped laughing since I tuned in, except for listening to Jess Glynn. Oh. She said Jess Glim. It's actually Jess Glynn. The joy of sarcasm and quick wit. Keep it going, guys.
That's love
Di.
Okay. Oh. And so she's a joy we'll member. Take a little poll then, since we're at it.
Are we going to poll? We're going to poll off Jess Glynn.
Well, no, I'm just like, there's people that are not liking her. Is this a bad thing? Take it back. Stop it. We're not putting an online poll to see if you like Jess Glynn.
Jess Glynn. She's a great voice. She's just.
God, I just am so still perturbed that I didn't realise you were going to use the word cactus. It's thrown me for this whole segment.
I've been on air for a long time.
Anyway, Married at First Sight, bubble.
Yeah. Anyway, coming up.
Anyway, I wish we hadn't started that break, to be honest.
Now, we've got so many people sending me messages today, random stuff. It's great. Some of it we can't put on air. No. I'm finding it funny.
I find it hilarious.
But some of it we just can't.
So if you haven't heard it, just know we've read it.
And we love you for it.
And we don't want to get taken off.
And we're a community broadcaster, so we can't to put that on. Don't you
know you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
That's right, folks. It's that time to head out to the roads. The colder outbound is busily eating crickets named after their ex at 6 minutes. Eastern outbound is racing home to freshen up because there is a possibility of a roll in the hay later tonight at 12 minutes. Monash outbound has been
rolling in the
stood
hay.
Up on the weekend away that has cost a fortune and is now drinking the champagne alone, smoking cigarettes and crying into a large pizza at 54 minutes. And the Prince's outbound has been given a bag of potatoes instead of roses at 17 minutes, and that is your Valentine's Day version of the traffic.
Oh, well done. Rolling in the hay is not all it's cracked up to be, by the way.
Did you notice how cynical it all was?
Oh, yeah, it's so bitter, isn't it? Just bitter Valentine. I want to say hello to a friend of mine, Scotty, who's in the home. It's at the home of the farting troll in Orlando.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Scotty.
Having a lovely time over there. And I think he's actually going to. Was it Universal Orlando, which has the troll, which farts glitter?
Yep.
You just fabulous.
Yep.
No, Universal. Not Orlando's the place, the state. Universal Studios is the place where the troll farts glitter. Mm. You got it?
Got it, yeah.
Cop's a mouthful.
Anyway.
I feel like you said it twice.
Did I? I don't know. Anyway, hello, Scotty. I hope you have a great time. Right now, this is a lot of controversy over this next track. You said you love this song.
I liked it, yeah.
There was people who said this group, it's called Electric Fields, mm-hmm. should have actually won the rights to perform at Eurovision next year, this year.
Yeah, this year.
But they missed out.
Yeah.
Who bumped them?
Kate Miller Heidke.
Oh.
Let's start with Electric Fields,
let's hear this one and see what you think. It's called 2000 Whatever.
It's my blend with the eyes of a panther. With your cosmic skin and a celestial dancer. Oh, yes, I know this by now, your energy is loud. From the paranoid place, spinning in and out of space, on a moat to Istanbul.
Millennia, my world. They could make the world with your love. Millennia, my world. You got it, babe, you're more than enough. La 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 la.
Like an old pole, only they beat in edges. Ooh, you should know this by now, your spirit is a glow. I'll be knocking you directly when I see it out show. Make you look up from the paranoid place, spinning in and out of space, on a moat to
Well, I don't know whether it would have made the first place.
I think that says Eurovision all over it.
Yothu India 2019, isn't it, sort of thing.
But that's great. I think that's not bad,
but we all tuned off halfway through that, and that's the first time we heard it because we were looking for spray because we all smell in the studio. Like,
more
that's
information
that's
that people
how,
don't need to hear at the home. You know how we're in here and they can't see us? We could have just kept talking about Eurovision, loser. Anywho, you accidentally have sprayed far too much perfume in here, and now we're all going to asphyxiate.
So that's the one that didn't make it. Can we hear the song that did make it into Eurovision? I'd love to hear it.
For those at home, Kate Miller-Heidke has taken out the top spot.
Yes.
What's her track
called? To go into the finalist position.
No, she is the winner. She will be performing for Australia at Eurovision.
Well, what happened to Shepherd? I would have liked Shepherd to go.
Third, maybe fourth. That was good.
Courtney Act.
Good. Somewhere else in there.
Somewhere else.
Courtney Act's a bit nasally, though, isn't she, for Europe?
Oh, you're good at the reviews today, aren't you?
You're on your own with that.
Somebody's going to have a whole bunch of people after him. And I'd just like you all to know we are not attached to the hip. He speaks for himself.
He does speak for himself. Anyway, let's try this.
I want to hear from people too. If you want to send through whether you like this song, because I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it yet.
No, I haven't heard it either.
This made the Eurovision final. This is the finalist. This is the person who's going to be in representing Australia.
Australia, yeah.
Hey, you. Me again. Hey you. Stone in my shoe. I've been aching for your love. You're so heavy. I have got to let you go. I'm going with this zero gravity.
Smoking acid? What the hell was that? Oh my God. And that's representing Australia. Uh-huh. You know, they'll probably love it over there in Europe in that Eurovision because most of the songs over there are off the charts, aren't they?
I really,
there was moments, there was one moment in there I really liked, but what was the Sound of Music bit?
I know, the holding hands. That,
well, she is opera trained.
I saw Julie Andrews coming out and holding hands and swinging on a hill.
For everyone at home, I've never wished this show was a television show more than during that song. If you could see Dean Murphy clutching the microphone stand and almost breaking metal.
I don't know whether we've done the right thing.
Good for you,
like,
was
we've
it?
Gone from Australia's own Beyonce last year. What's her name? Jessie Melbourne.
Oh, that's a very long bow. Oh,
that's what she called herself last year.
She
yeah.
did not.
Yeah, yeah, she
know.
Said.
Oh,
I'm,
I have to.
Did she? Yeah.
Am I on?
Yes.
No, other people called her that.
Yeah. Oh,
she did not call herself that.
I don't think
that.
She called herself that.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think anyone's going to call
Simon for clarity.
That's what we need, the newsman.
Yeah, we just need the anyway, I don't know. No one called in, so...
They haven't yet.
Don't know. Like a voice is good in bits, and then it just goes pear shaped, doesn't it? Don't you think?
No, I love it.
You love the whole thing.
I love
thing.
It. The whole
Tim
thing.
Loves it.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, 2 feet in. Love it.
Okay.
Time for some news.
I'm very much sitting on the fence because that middle bit had me rocking. But then
the
I
middle
just
bit's great.
And I felt
just
like something had kicked in from 1994. I didn't know where I was.
I'll wait till the remix comes out.
Can I just ask you, what were your thoughts on the song?
I have to say, as an outsider who doesn't actually follow Eurovision very much, my first impression is, oh, my God, that is so Eurovision.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is. Yeah.
See, she could win it.
Yeah,
win
I think
it.
So too.
Whether it's cool. good or bad is irrelevant. It is designed for the Eurovision market.
They never achieve their goal. Di, who's a Joy member, says, Kate is an awesome artist, but that song.
Perhaps if she grows a black beard and facial hair like Conchita.
Oh.
Oh dear.
She may have a chance.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh.
Thank you. Yes, Simon, I agree. It does sound very Eurovision.
Mm.
Apparently, you have to watch the video. I think the Kate Miller-Heidke's one was all about the staging and performance. It's 110% Eurovision. I adore Electric Fields. This is from a listener, by the way. I adore Electric Fields' actual song, though. Been listening to 2000 and whatever all day at work today.
Mm.
Oh, I think I preferred that one too. Just saying.
Well, there
Dean
you
Murphy's
go.
Speechless, yeah. Which is a beautiful moment. Let's all pause and look at him while he doesn't talk.
Amazing.
I'm
just happy that people were following their dreams. And here's a message from Ruth.
Ruth says, the theatricality, the costuming and staging are all very Eurovision, not to mention the vocal skill. I think this song fits the brief. Kate Miller-Heidke is an Australian treasure. I agree. I agree that she's an Australian treasure. Mm. I didn't see this performance at all. My jury's out on the song. I think I need to watch it in full to make my decision there. Dean Murphy's made his thoughts very clear. Now, I would like to go on to something else.
Sure.
If I may. We were very lucky
weren't we?
Last week to go and see the opening night.
Yes.
Of an MTC production of the Lady in the Van.
Yes. Starring Miriam Margolyes.
Yes. Heaven. She's gorgeous. She's about 4 foot nothing. Heaven.
She is.
From all the way from England. You might know her from the Harry Potter series.
That's probably what she's most well known for. But she's also there's a comedy series, I think, that plays on the ABC as a nurse.
Yes, she's been in lots of things.
Yeah, she's been around for a long time and she is brilliant. If you ever are travelling down a YouTube hole, I definitely recommend watching her and Graham Norton.
Yeah, she's excellent. But anyway, so The Lady in the Van, for anyone who doesn't know, was made into a fantastic movie in 2015 starring Maggie Smith. This is the Australian production. Basically, to give you a background of the story, Alan Bennett was a comedian and a writer.
Mm.
And he befriended a lady called Miss Mary Shepherd. She was very eccentric, cantankerous, and she lived on the street. Well, she didn't live on the street. She lived in a van, so she was a bit smelly. And so the story is actually mostly true. She sort of parked her car in the street and the neighbours were all like, well, you can't. They kept moving her along. Quite a well-to-do area. It was in 1974. Eventually, she just managed to talk her way into his garden. And
so she parked the van in the garden?
She moved the van because the council came and they drew lines around her van because they were saying you can't park here. They did yellow lines.
You need to move your car.
You've got to move your car.
You need to paint the lines.
And she was like, well, I'm not going anywhere. So they actually did round and they were going to tow her somewhere. So eventually she talks her way into the garden.
Right.
And she was supposed to stay for a couple of months and ended up actually living there for 15 years.
Wow.
Yes.
No, not paying any rent.
No.
Rent free.
Yeah.
I mean, he was obviously a little eccentric, I think, as well. To deal with that, most of us wouldn't. But I thought the production was amazing. For someone who hadn't seen the movie, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't realise it was a true story mostly.
No, me either.
How long does it go for, this thing?
It was a couple of hours.
Yes, two and a half hours, I'd say.
Yeah, it was a
two and a half hours of watching a chick in a van parked in some guy's driveway or garden.
You know, there's these things called stories, and they're best when people can tell them. Maybe
back
if you sat down and
read
anything at all. Or even watched interesting movies. But no, you don't.
No.
You just want to sledge Kate Miller-Hyke, who's a national treasure.
National treasure.
So back to this. Anyway, we star-spotted, didn't we, Tim?
Didn't we just? It was... You would have loved it.
Really? Who was there?
The Shantuzis.
Yeah.
Oh, get out. Shut the front gate.
Ali Fowler.
Oh, Ali Fowler.
Toddy Goldsmith.
All of them would have been drunk watching that thing.
Hey, now.
Excuse me. I saw many, many, many actors. It was a who's who. I didn't actually know that it was the opening night. So,
our dress code didn't have been quite appropriate.
Didn't really get the brief on the dress code.
Whoopsie
daisy.
Oh, okay. No one cares.
That's okay. A glass of wine, who cares? And so what were your thoughts? I thought the staging was spectacular. Yeah. I thought they did a really good job at that.
With a garden bed with a van. It's not hard, is it?
I'm just going to turn him off.
You just turn him off for a second. Right, yeah. No, look, I thought it was very good. It is a literary piece.
Very much so. It's very wordy. And I'm very, there's not much going on upstairs for me, ladies and gentlemen. So for me, it was a lot to take in.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I thought the staging was great. I thought the acting, what I liked with her is that she just, as she got older, she just got bigger. Did you notice
that? Yeah,
she just got bigger and bigger. I thought it was very clever.
Well, it does happen to some of us in the room, yes.
All right, you can come back in.
Anyway, but one of my favourite parts wasn't to do with the show. It was actually taking my mum, our mum, Dame Murphy. We took her, didn't we, Tim?
Yeah.
It's an experience going out with Dot because she actually wanted to just stop everybody that she could to tell them that she'd in fact seen the movie.
Oh, right.
And then it went to, when I was in England in the 60s, we lived in a bedroom van as well. It was just like, and I was
I got mid-show elbowed in.
Oh, yeah.
We had a Bedford and we lived in St Albans.
No.
And she turns around to me and goes, just out of the blue, just turns around and said, I'm just worried about how we're going to find the car in the car park on the way out. Well, you don't need to worry about it, do you?
God bless her.
So anyway,
crazy little Christian.
Thanks to the MTC, we did have a lovely night. If you want to have a lovely night out,
see top quality theatre.
I think it is a short season though, so get on board. But look, I rated it. I would give it I'd give it a 4 out of 5.
I'd give it a 4 out of 5. Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you on that.
Great night out.
That was a really good review.
Thanks.
Doesn't happen a lot on this show, but that was good.
Well, it can't because somebody won't shut up. Actually, we've found the key. We just turn him off.
Yeah.
Dean Murphy of Murphy's Law Radio. And we've been doing this show for 7 years. So,
yes.
Dean Murphy, you've been pulled up by listener Ange.
Ange.
He said, why is David such a misery guts today?
Are you drunk? It's
and
Dean.
And then followed up Ange. And said, did David take an honesty pill?
I will in a minute. Joking, Ange. Joking.
It's okay. They think you're David Hunt.
I know they do.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I went to something interesting last week. Never thought I'd go to it. Never thought I'd actually really, I had no interest in it whatsoever. Never even liked their music. Not a fan. What the hell was I doing? But went with a mate to
see. Oh, this sounds good. This might be why Ange thinks you're David.
It gets better, Ange. I went and saw the Venga Boys.
What?
Yeah, at Track on Thursday night. Now.
The Venga Boys are coming.
Is this just a window into who we went to the MTC Theatre, the
correct.
Opening night,
opening
Lady
night.
In the Van.
Yes.
You went to
the Venga Boys.
Track.
Track nightclub. Joo, 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 joo.
Venga Boys.
And I went in there and I was like, what am I doing here? And they came on. I thought, wow, this is like a big karaoke show because they put the words on the screen behind so everyone can sing their songs. But then something magical happened.
Did it?
I was on a stool holding a camera.
Oh.
and watching them with, and like I was in a mosh pit on a stool at the back of the, like in the.
Oh, your age, you should be careful of that.
And it was a swivel chair too. And and then they started breaking out into all these other people's songs and whatever. It was great. And like people were jumping and singing, and it was amazing. It was like magic happening before my eyes. And then they finished, and there was a little break with the DJ. And then remember Aqua?
Yeah.
Barbie girl. They came on, and I had no interest in them. I thought, that, you know, 1999, I'm a Barbie girl, whatever it was, what a piece of crap. But something magical happened there. They're not just singers, they're a band. And they played songs and they did great stuff. And they transformed all their shit songs into really amazing tunes. And I was.
This is like the Taylor Swift concert. Did you lick the back of a cane toad before you went out?
Absolutely.
I'm starting to think you're high as a kite.
No, I'm not. I just went and
detoxing again?
No. Yes. I should.
Now,
just
because a listener called you David and told you you were grumpy, you don't need to go overboard.
I'm just telling you, it was like one of those off the cuff. I've videoed so much of it. I'm sending it to the Venga Boys and Aquas because my hand was so steady. And I've got all their songs on there. And it is like.
Reads of cane toads.
Aqua guy, lead singer, tells everyone to sit down the ground. Sit until the whole venue sits on the ground. And he goes, when I count to three, you've all got to jump up in the air. And we all jumped. I didn't jump, I was on the stool.
Have you been ingesting acetone? Like, what is going on?
Wouldn't it be good if Jess Glynn did that for you?
Yeah, no. It would have been better to sit on the floor, I'm telling you right now.
A little part of me died when she came on. Anyway.
You were doing so well. I knew it was going to not last. Don't you know you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne. That's right. For the second time tonight, we head out to the roads. Colder outbound is yodeling along at 6 minutes. The eastern outbound is hitting all the right high notes at 12 minutes. The Monash Freeway has fallen on its face and rolled off the bloody stage at 54 minutes. And the Prince's outbound is wishing it grew a beard at 18 minutes. That is your Eurovision version of the traffic this afternoon.
Oh, very good. Well done, Anna Murphy. It may have been brought to my attention, Anna Murphy, that I've been a bit negative today.
Yes.
But I'm very excited.
Not just today.
Oh, right.
I'm just,
it's just really hot in here and I'm sweating, but I want to hear about, I'm excited about your bowling story, which you've got for us.
No, well, so for those of you just joining the show, welcome. A few weeks ago, I joined a bowling club.
And we're not talking 10-pin bowling, we're talking lawn bowls.
No, lawn bowls, because I thought I'd get involved. Our nephews are very, very obsessed with lawn bowls.
Well, they're state champions.
Just putting it out there to the universe. They are.
I was going
to
look it up. I'm going to get a Wikipedia around nephews.
No, I'm looking it up. Right. No, that's fine. So, yes, joined a bowls club. And I happened to go, this is random for me on a Sunday, I've got to say. Yesterday, went and saw, like, the preliminary final. The club champion was in the finals of the whole, I don't know, I'm very new, the whole regional championship.
No, it's a Victorian state titles.
There you go, state titles.
Happens
how do
in
you
every
know?
Sport.
Okay.
So I love how he's all in the
would
nose.
Would you like to tell the story?
No, I'm just giving you a helping hand.
Okay, so we went to the Victorian state finals. It was the preliminary one. Mm. And I thought to myself when I was heading out there, I'm not really sure that I'm very good. I'd get fidgety if I'm there too long because I really have not watched a lot of lawn bowls.
Or any sport.
Or any. Shut up. I have watched a bit of tennis in my time, quite a lot actually. Just not a lot of lawn bowls.
And Steffi Graf was in. Yep.
This is going to take a long time. Okay. Anyway, thank you. So now he's off. Sucked in. No, so anyway, I thought, we'll turn you back on, but you're on good behaviour bond. I thought, I don't know how I'm going to actually, you know, cope with the whole thing and how long. Anyway, for those that don't know, bowling clubs, most of them are very, like, generally old. There's a lot of old. It's like stepping back in time. I felt like I would step back into our nana's time.
I just went to a birthday in Perth, a 30th birthday at a bowling club. Exactly the same thing. And it was a step back in time.
There's like a book wall, like a little bookshelf with books on it. And you go, and there's a box and it says book money. And it's, then it's got a sign saying 30 cents a book.
30 cents.
30 cents a book. And I asked the question, I go, where did they come
from? Less than a Freddo Frog.
And I was told, well, you know, they're bowling clubs. People die. What do you do with their books? So I'm like, yeah, this is
actually, that's a good point.
Just so
that's great.
I thought, I wish I hadn't just bought my FBOS card. There were some books there I could have read. Anyway,
they I left their knickers to them as well. Would you take them, those granny pennies?
Disgusting. Don't be disgusting. Anyway, strangely, I start watching this bowl again, and at the elite level,
yes,
at this top level, it's really captivating.
Is it?
Yeah. I was watching our club champions. And we were like, you know, we had someone to root for and get behind. At one point, he was so stressed, he went down the other end of the rink. I know that word now.
It's a rink. But it's a rink.
No, they call it a rink. They call it. That's what that's called.
You're so lingoed up. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's the only bit of lingo I know. But anyway, he went down the other end and he picked a bit of a tree off and started eating it.
Well, that's dementia.
And I thought, yes. I thought, wow, where have we got to? But apparently that turns out that he'd eaten one of our almonds and it got stuck in his teeth and so he was really stressed
flossing.
About the game. Yeah, he sort of kind of dug it out with the tree.
You got to do that with
anyway,
dentures.
I thought, this is crazy enough to be something I could get involved in. They're eating trees. This is amazing. Anyway. It was very nail-biting stuff. If I had nails, I would have bitten them off. Anyway, the good news is
yes.
that our club champion won that.
Yes.
And then...
Oh, give him the clap.
And then, yes, you get the magnificent clap. Congratulations, Dave. And then...
And he looked like something. It looked like Tommy Lee,
yeah, it looked
didn't
like Tommy Lee, like out of an 80s rock band.
Oh.
Yep. Like, you know, just, yep. In like bracelets,
riddled
and tats,
with STIs,
and a backward hat. No, short bleached blonde hat. Like, and he rides a motorbike like a rock star of the bowling world.
Oh, Billy Idol.
I was proud that he was ours, the new member, but he was ours, you know. And then, so what happened now? He was supposed to be playing this like Australian team person, like a really, but he's had to forfeit. And go because he's got commitments in New South Wales. So he's now going straight into the final on Wednesday night.
Oh, wow.
He could take the whole thing out.
I feel like we need to play Unskinny Bop or something like that.
I feel like we do
too. Is that a Motley Crue song? I don't know.
I just wanted to say, who would have thought the bowls could be so exciting?
I'm on the edge of my... I literally am on the edge of my seat. I can't wait for next week to find out how Dave's gone.
I can't wait
either. Can you do an update next week?
I am. I'm going to watch.
Great.
I'm obsessed now. Yeah. I feel a little bit like I've been abducted and put in a cult. I do feel...
I
do
can see
feel,
that.
Yeah, right, I feel a little culty years. Around it. But that, no, it's an enjoyable cult and they're all nice. And you get free cups of tea.
Bit like Amway. We've got a song to
Did they give you free cups of
no,
tea?
No,
you
made it pay for you.
You had to pay for everything.
I've had a ripper time today.
I've had a lovely time too.
Have you?
Yes, I have. Oh, despite public opinion,
me
being grumpy.
Pants.
Pity that everyone else
like,
at home is depressed.
I feel like farting confetti
now,
all over the place.
Listening to you.
What?
No, I just said pity that everyone at home is now depressed listening to you. But that's okay. Yeah. We can fix it next week.
Yeah, we'll fix it next week. It's been great. Thank you to everyone. Thanks to the cast for Muriel's Wedding.
I know. How great.
Ivan, our little comedian who was with us earlier on during the day.
Yes,
to you two fabulous people.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.